Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of faith-filled words was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in the UK and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Well, I've been talking about the power of faith-filled words. Let's turn back over to Mark chapter 11. This is the first verse that I read when we started this series, and I want to come back to this. Jesus just performed the miracle of speaking to the fig tree, and then his disciples noticed it, and he taught them how he did it. And from this, we're going to learn what Jesus says is necessary for you to see the miraculous power of God manifest in your life. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews chapter 12. And so let's look to our author and the finisher, the beginner and the completer of our faith, and see what he says about how you release your faith. So here in Mark chapter 11, in verse 12, this is the last week of Jesus' life here on the earth, right before his crucifixion. And it says in verse 12, on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. You know, when I first read this, I couldn't understand why the Lord responded the way he did, because it wasn't time for figs yet. And yet he was expecting figs. It seems to me like this was unfair. It was unjust. But you know, as I meditated on this, the Lord is the one that created everything. It says in Colossians that everything was created by him. Also in John chapter 1, without him was not anything made that was made. So Jesus is the one that spoke fig trees into existence, and he spoke how fig trees are supposed to operate. He's the one that set down the rules. And even though it wasn't time for figs, a fig tree produces leaves before it produces figs. It produces figs before it produces leaves. They come nearly simultaneously. There are some different variations of figs, but we actually got this confirmed on a Jewish website. And in Israel, they produce figs before they produce leaves. So even though it wasn't time for figs on this tree, it wasn't time for leaves either. So if the tree had leaves, even though it wasn't time for that, well, then it should have had figs. God's the one that set down how fig trees operate, and this fig tree was operating contrary to the instructions he gave it. So he was hungry. He went to a fig tree that was professing something that it didn't possess. This was a hypocrite fig tree. It was a pervert fig tree. The Lord didn't make them to be this way. And so this fig tree was out of order. And therefore, as creator, this fig tree was disobeying God's instructions. And therefore, Jesus was not unfair or unjust to curse this fig tree. This fig tree violated the way that God created it to be. And so he just brought judgment on it. And notice how he did it. He spoke unto the fig tree. Notice this also in verse 14. It says, Jesus answered and said unto it. Some people think that this is really strange that Jesus talked to a fig tree. But if you really meditate on this and take it and analyze it, he not only spoke to the fig tree, it says he answered the fig tree and said. This means that the fig tree had already been talking to him. Amen. Not only did he talk to a fig tree, the fig tree talked to him. Did you know, whether you think about it or not, things will speak to you. Your checkbook will speak to you. The Bible says that my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory, and yet you can get a bank statement and read it, and it'll go to talking to you. It'll tell you, well, it didn't work. You're worse off than you were before. You're out of money. You're in the red instead of in the black. Your checkbook will talk to you. Your bills will talk to you. Things will talk to you. You'll have thoughts come when you see certain things. Anything that gives you a thought contrary to the Word of God, you ought to talk back to it. If your checkbook, if your billfold speaks to you and says, well, it didn't work, this giving stuff doesn't work, anything that causes you to have thoughts contrary to what God's Word says, you ought to talk back to it. I know some of you think this is strange, but Jesus was told some things by this fig tree. Those fig leaves said that it had figs and it didn't. It had lied to him. It professed something that it didn't possess. And so he answered it. It spoke to him. He spoke back to it and he said, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. That's all he did was talk to it. He didn't touch it. He didn't pour salt on it. He didn't take an axe to it. He didn't do anything in the natural. Again, this is so strange to most of us. Most of us believe that it's only what's happening in the physical natural realm that really counts. We don't really recognize a spiritual world. We don't understand the spiritual power that's behind things. Most of us live on a very surface level. That's what the Bible calls carnal. The word carnal means of your five senses. Carnal doesn't necessarily mean sinful. It doesn't mean terrible. It doesn't mean bad. Now, everything that is sinful and terrible and bad is carnal. But carnal, you could be a very good person. You could be a moral person. You could be a nice person. You could be born again and love God and be carnal of your five senses. You just can't believe or think outside of the realm of what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. That's what the Bible calls carnal. You know, there are some of you today that you have listened to the music, you have seen people, you've heard Wendell speak. You could tell me what's going on in the carnal realm, the five senses realm, but there are some of you in here today that haven't even given a thought to the presence of God being here, angels being here, demons being here. You haven't even thought about the spiritual world, and yet the spiritual world is what created this physical world. If you're a person that goes through life and all you do is pay attention to the physical realm and think that this is it, if you can't see it, taste it, hear it, smell it, or feel it, it doesn't exist, then you are carnal. That's what the Bible is calling carnal. And there's people that they just don't understand. Jesus didn't touch this. He didn't do anything in the natural. How can anything happen if nothing is happening in the natural? Because there is a spiritual world. And when you speak words, words have creative power in them. Words are what created the universe. It's what created us. And when you mix faith with God's Word, things start happening in the spiritual realm. And lots of times there's things going on in the spiritual realm that you don't even know about. This is why so many people miss it when we pray for them, is because they don't see anything instantly at that moment, and they just think that there is no such thing as time or space or distance with God. If God was to move, then instantly like that, there ought to be complete results. But that's not what the Word of God teaches. I'm not going to go over there, but for your own reference, you ought to read Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 10. In Daniel chapter 9, Daniel prayed a prayer. And it took about 3 minutes while he was still praying for the angel Gabriel to show up and give him his answer to prayer. But the angel Gabriel said, at the beginning of your supplication, God gave a command and I came. It took about 3 minutes from the time that God answered his prayer for it to become a physical manifestation. Some people say, well, 3 minutes isn't much, but it shows a principle that God commanded instantly, and it took about 3 minutes for what God spoke to come into some type of physical manifestation. And then in the 10th chapter of the book of Daniel, the same man prayed another prayer, and this time it took 3 weeks for a messenger to appear. 3 minutes in the 9th chapter, 3 weeks in the 10th chapter. And most people would say, well, why did God answer one prayer in 3 minutes and the other prayer in 3 weeks? See, from a human standpoint, from a carnal standpoint, only analyzing the physical realm, that's what most people think. They think, why did this person get healed instantly and this person over here has been standing for 3 weeks and it hasn't happened yet? The truth is, when you read behind the scenes in Daniel chapter 10, this messenger said, Daniel, from the first day that you set your heart to seek God, God gave a command and sent me, but there was a demonic hindrance. There was a prince of Persia that withstood your prayer for 21 days, and Michael, the archangel, had to come help me to break through. See, from a human standpoint, God answered one prayer in 3 minutes and the other prayer in 3 weeks. But from the spiritual standpoint, God moved instantly in both cases. One time it took about 3 minutes. The other time it took 3 weeks. But God was the same in every situation. God answers every person's prayer exactly the same. God doesn't give some people instant healing and other people a gradual healing. Some people receive instant healings. And some people receive gradual healings, but it's not because God wills it. There's all kinds of things involved. Some people just can't believe in an instant healing. Your faith is, you just are at a place where you're expecting a gradual healing. You know, I prayed for a little boy one time. I called this out through a gift of the Spirit in Omaha, Nebraska. And I said that somebody's cross-eyed and your eyes are being healed. And a 10-year-old boy came forward. I prayed for him, and I just expected his healing to be gradual. That's what my faith was for. I don't know why. I'm just telling you what happened. And so after I got through praying for him, I was going to tell him, now you stand and believe God, and your eyes are straightening up in the name of Jesus. And when I opened my eyes, this guy was so cross-eyed that his mother had to take him by the hand and lead him up there. He couldn't see to walk normal. And when I got through praying, I started to talk to him, and I looked at him, and his eyes were perfectly straight. Before that, they were completely cross-eyed, and they were perfectly straight. And when I saw that, I said, I don't believe it. I'm the one that prayed for him. And I said, I don't believe it. And as soon as I said that, his eyes went back cross-eyed like that. And I said, oh God, I'm sorry. And I said, I'm sorry for speaking forth my unbelief. And I prayed for him again. Never did see his eyes straighten up again.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the power of faith-filled words. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in Buxton, England. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1075 for CD or R3218 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RD09 titled Words Change the Natural World when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net.
If the Lord has touched your life through the teaching today, I pray that you would call us and let us know. And also, we have people there that will not only take your orders and get you these materials that we've been offering, but they would pray with you. They can help you. We have some of the most godly people on our phones. Many of them are personal friends of mine, and I mean they are spiritual giants. They're mature people that have seen many, many people help. Most of the people on our helplines minister to more people than most pastors do. I guarantee you, it would be a blessing to you. So the number is 719-635-1111. That's 719-635-1111.